From Washington, this is VOA News. A call for negotiations with Boko Haram and the World Cup semifinals for Friday are complete. I'm Vincent Bruce, reporting from Washington. In the northern Nigerian town of Chibok, residents are calling for the government to negotiate with Boko Haram militants to earn the freedom of 200 schoolgirls abducted nearly 3 months ago. Friday, members of the Chibok community held a news conference in Abuja, the Nigerian capital, where they also called for greater security to protect Chibok and surrounding areas from Boko Haram. Nigeria's military has come under growing criticism that it is not doing enough to stop Boko Haram attacks. At the World Cup, Brazil has defeated Colombia 2-1 in the second match of the day in the semifinals. Earlier in the day, Germany defeated France 1-0. Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki is vowing to fight for a third term in office despite growing pressure for him to step down. In a statement read on state television by an announcer Friday, Mr. Maliki said, quote, "I will never give up my candidacy for the post of prime minister," unquote. He vowed to remain in office until the Islamic militants who have overrun large areas of the country are defeated. Israeli police have clashed with Palestinian protesters in East Jerusalem as thousands of people gathered to mourn the Palestinian teenager killed in a suspected revenge attack. Palestinian demonstrators threw rocks at Israeli police and were met with tear gas and stun grenades Friday in the third day of angry protests. Israeli police had increased security in anticipation of more demonstrations following the funeral of Mohammed Abu Qadir. Also Friday, Palestinian militants fired rockets and mortars from the Gaza Strip border while Israel carried out several airstrikes in Gaza. There were no immediate reports of casualties. The Israeli military has massed troops near Gaza and conducted airstrikes aimed at Hamas. Israel officials tell local media a ceasefire is being negotiated with Hamas, but warn it is contingent on whether rockets continue to be fired into Israel. Hamas spokeswoman Isra al-Modalal could not confirm a ceasefire was imminent, but told VOA that Hamas leaders do not want the conflict to intensify.
Hamas did not welcome an escalation in Gaza. I think that they don't want it this time, not because they are not prepared yet, but because the situation is really difficult. And they don't know if they had an aggression firing against the Israeli, would they be able to still have the strong resistance here in Gaza?
U.S. President Barack Obama pressed again for immigration reform Friday as he welcomed 25 new U.S. citizens in a special Independence Day naturalization ceremony at the White House. Mr. Obama said the new citizens, all U.S. service members or military spouses, are a reminder that America is and always has been a nation of immigrants.
If we want to keep attracting the best and the brightest from beyond our shores, we're going to have to fix our immigration system, which is broken, and pass common sense immigration reform. We shouldn't be making it harder for the best and the brightest to come here and create jobs here and grow our economy here. We should be making it easier.
Calling the current immigration system broken, he pledged to do everything he can to make the system smarter and more efficient. Ukraine is ready to hold a new round of talks with pro-Russian separatist leaders and Russian officials, according to Ukraine President Petro Poroshenko. Mr. Poroshenko's office said on Friday that he told European Union Foreign Policy Chief Catherine Ashton in a telephone call that he had suggested a time and place for the talks and is waiting for confirmation from the other party. That day reportedly could be Saturday. The president of Iraq's autonomous Kurdish region has asked his parliament to prepare for a referendum on independence. Masoud Barzani told the region's legislature in a speech Thursday, quote, "It's time to decide about our self-determination and not to wait for other people to decide for us," unquote. In the U.S., Hurricane Arthur, the first Atlantic hurricane of the season, has moved out to sea after making landfall in North Carolina late Thursday. Arthur weakened after making landfall on the eastern U.S. coast with winds of 160 kilometers per hour, causing flooding and power outages, but no injuries. North Carolina Governor Pat McCrory said Friday there's widespread relief that there were no casualties from the storm. I'm Vincent Bruce in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.